The Tea and Jeopardy Advent Calendar 2017 with Emma Newman.
Cup of tea, Mum?
Not so loud, Latimer.
Is something wrong, Mum?
I went exploring the transdimensional drinks cabinet yesterday, Latimer. I may have been a tad too pioneering.
Oh dear. Perhaps a card and gift will make you feel better.
Good idea. Oh, it's from the lovely James Moran. And look at the photo on the front. It's a little puppy and a little kitten and a mouse, a fox and a bear, and they're all friends having a cuddle together. Oh, that is simply adorable.
Don't open it, Mum.
What?
Don't move. Stay very still. And whatever you do, keep that card closed.
Latimer, you know me. I am going to open this card, especially because James is lovely.
Allow me a moment to persuade you, Mum, as I believe I have seen this kind of devilry before. If you open it, it will start playing Slade's Merry Christmas, Everybody, and never, ever stop. You might try closing it, but it will keep playing. You might try breaking it, but it will be sealed inside an indestructible casing. You might try waiting for the battery to die, but it would be powered by a nuclear cell that would last for approximately 400,000 years. You might try getting rid of it, but no matter where it was in the world, you'd still hear it, Mum, because it would be transmitting on a psychic level, having made a transdimensional connection to your brain once you opened it. You would have to hear it over and over and over again, a tinny, buzzy version of the song, for the rest of your life and the lives of your children. Genetically linked to their brains, too. The lives of your children's children, and the lives of your children's children's children, and so on, until one day, about 400,000 years in the future, when it would suddenly stop, and your living descendants will be so used to it playing, so shocked at the sudden silence, that they would immediately crave the tune again, and start playing it on their holocube music library, forever.
But how do you know all this, Latimer?
Because I invented it, Mum.
But why would you invent such a hideous thing?
In exchange for a favour from Mr. Moran that I am not at liberty to disclose.
Oh, I knew that comment I made about Torchwood that time I first met him would come back and haunt me.
He also sent a present, Mum.
Oh, marvellous. Hand it over.
You're not in the least bit concerned, Mum?
Oh, hurry up, Latimer. You're wasting time.
Very good, Mum.
Well, it's a bottle with a note. Cure for immediately forgetting someone's name as soon as they're introduced to you. Take 2 drops with a cup of tea and you'll be instantly cured of this terrible affliction that affects the lives of so many. Oh, now there's some extra text on the back. Or if you want the real secret, when they say, "Hi, my name's Mary," as you shake their hand, immediately say their name back to them. Mary, hi Mary, nice to meet you. You'll probably still forget their name the next day, but you won't immediately forget it while you're talking to them. Very useful. I understand James has some free short stories on his website, jamesmoranwriter.com, and a link to season 1 of his web series, Mina Murray's Journal. Download that for me, would you, Latimer? And bring them with that cup of tea.
Very good, Mum.
Now for some festive cheer, I think. Little chickens! You've just listened to the 16th episode of the Tea and Jeopardy Advent Calendar 2017. For more Tea and Jeopardy, go to www.teaandjeopardy.com, and if you would like to become a member of the Order of the Sacred Teacup to support the show, go to www.patreon.com/teaandjeopardy.